you know, from a Vygotskian perspective, you have to actually manipulate and interact with knowledge to learn it. So for the most part, if you just read something on a, you know, on a sheet, it's not necessarily very productive.
Yeah, it doesn't really stay in the brain.
Right? And I mean, good students know how to take notes and naturally interact with things, but I find that we do it less when it's on a computer screen.
Okay, yeah.
So one of my kind of principles was to incorporate things that required interaction with the content in some fashion. So that's why I chose H5P, because you can click things and you, and you can, you know, in the Ritz one, you can drag and drop things and you can all that stuff. So
click certain parts of the image. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course we know that when we consume online content, we don't read it in a linear way. We tunnel, right? And so I wanted to kind of replicate that because that's how we search and navigate online. So I wanted that to be part of my course if possible. But that's also why I have reflection questions at the end of things so that they have to go back and actually work through the content. There's some actual activities in some parts as well.
Yeah. You had, like, I think flip cards.
Yeah, things like that, so that it's kind of activating background knowledge through the question, and then they can find the answer, you know, things like that.